G'day, and welcome to Hope Walkers, with our host, Claire.
Genesis 1:31. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Open a window. What's outside? Touch the air. Breathe it in. If you have sight, look. Wherever you are in the world, what's outside that window is God's artwork. Or God's other great book, as I like to call it. Every creature, every plant, every atom, he made it all. It's as if we're living inside a beautiful treasure box. With that in mind, the places where wildlife thrives should surely be honoured and respected. Whether it's an isolated beach or a busy city park, God made it, and it is beautiful. There's one place, in particular, where God's creative genius shines clearly for all to see. 20% of the world's bird species live there. In fact, 10% of all the world's species are found there. It's a place where new creatures unknown to science are found every week, and where some human beings live free from material greed and love of money. Where is it? It's the Amazon rainforest, of course. Covering more than 2 million square miles, or 5.5 million square kilometres, it's the largest rainforest on our beautiful planet. We all know the Amazon rainforest and its indigenous people are in trouble. Illegal logging, mining and industrial-scale farming has resulted in a massive loss of trees. This is bad news for wildlife, for the native people who depend on the trees, and for us. The world's rainforests soak up the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere and help to keep the planet cool. Right now, it's the indigenous people who are paying the greatest price for the destruction of the rainforest. There are tribes smaller than soccer teams, thanks to the greed of big businesses. Earlier this month, illegal loggers drove one uncontacted Peruvian tribe to flee for safety into Brazil and make contact with the outside world for the first time. Now they face common diseases that they have no immunity to, and all the troubles of our developed world. Fortunately, there is hope. Among a number of things we can do to protect the rainforest and its people, is support the conservation charities that work out there. One of my favourites is the Cries Foundation in Peru. They're based in Manu National Park. The park must be one of the biggest testaments to God's glory there is. The biodiversity there exceeds any other place on earth. Cries run a private nature reserve on the edge of the park. There are two things I like about them. Firstly, they work directly together with economically disadvantaged local people to help them to find ways to make a living from the forest without destroying it. Secondly, they're showing that it's worth bringing the forest back to areas where it was cleared. They have shown that there is almost as much wildlife in the regenerated forest as there is in the pristine forest. This is worth knowing. It shows that perhaps one day we could restore the rainforest to its original size. The Cries Foundation recently featured on a BBC television show here in England. On the show we saw how local people are often forced into illegal logging because there's no other way to feed their families. Cries is working with local people to change that. Together with local families, they're setting up carefully managed tree farms. The farms are a mix of slow-growing trees that provide a home for wildlife and a long-term financial investment for the families, and banana plants, which provide a short-term income. Recently, the Cries Foundation launched an online appeal to raise £15,000 sterling so that 10 more local families could be set up with tree farms. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, the charity is now close to raising £30,000. Every extra £1,500 means a tree farm for another family. There's a lot more that we can do for the rainforest in the Amazon, and There's a lot more that we can do for the rainforest in the Amazon and around the world, but that's a subject for another podcast. There's a lot more that we can do for the rainforest in the Amazon and around the world, but that's a subject for another podcast. Take care and have a safe day. God bless. And my name's Claire George.
Thanks for listening. Come back to Partakers, www.partakers.co.uk, where every day there is something added to encourage you in your Christian walk. Thank you.